And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 18th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of Thackeray, William Makepeace Thackeray, 1811, Calcutta. His father worked for the East India Company. He grew up there, then moved to London, became a journalist, and in 1847, he wrote his novel Vanity Fair, published in monthly installments, about the well-born and passive Amelia Sedley and the ambitious, adventurous Becky Sharp. In the end, everybody appears to get what he or she wants, though Thackeray does close with the lines, "Which of us is happy in this world? Which of us has his desire, or having it, is satisfied?" It was on this day, 1870, the First Vatican Council declared the doctrine of papal infallibility, that the Pope, when he speaks ex cathedra, that is, makes a statement about an issue of faith or morality that's been divinely revealed to him, cannot possibly be erroneous. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Gilbert, 1969, Waterbury, Connecticut, who after college went traveling the country, taking odd jobs, ranches and diners and bars. Listening to people talk, she turned this into a short story collection called Pilgrims, and then a novel, Stern Men, and then came her wildly successful memoir back in 2006, Eat, Pray, Love, the story of her travels through Italy, India, and Indonesia after a divorce. Her latest book, a memoir called Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. And it's the birthday of the American journalist Hunter S. Thompson, 1937, in Louisville, author of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, who as a young man spent his free time typing out A Farewell to Arms, trying to learn the prose style of Ernest Hemingway. And he committed suicide in 2005 at the age of 67, leaving a suicide note that said, 67, that is 17 years past 50, 17 more than I needed or wanted. Boring. Here's a poem for today by Leo Dangle, his elderly father as a young man. This happened before I met your mother. I took Jenny Johansson to a summer dance, and she sent me a letter. A love letter, I guess, even if the word love wasn't in it. She wrote that she had a good time and didn't want the night to end. At home, she lay down on her bed, but stayed awake, listening to the songs of morning birds outside her window. I read that letter 100 times, and kept it in a cigar box with useless things I had saved, a pocket knife with an imitation pearl handle and a broken blade, a harmonica I never learned to play, one cuff link, an empty rifle shell. When your mother and I got married, I threw the letter away. If I had kept it, she might wonder, but I wanted to keep it. And even thought about hiding places, maybe in the barn or the tool shed. But what if it were ever found? I knew of no way to explain why I would keep such a letter, much less why I would take the trouble to hide it. Jenny had gone to California not long after that dance. I pretty much got over wanting to see her just once more. But I wish I could have kept the letter, even though I know it by heart. A poem by Leo Dangle, his elderly father as a young man, from Home from the Field, published by Spoon River Poetry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.